This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, from one asset class, equities, to another, real estate. Now, there are lots of reasons that home prices have been rising throughout most of the pandemic, the biggest reason of which is too many people fighting over not enough homes. I should tell you, though, I'm using the word people there loosely. A report from John Burns Real Estate Consulting figures one in five homes sold in the United States these days goes to an investor, often an institutional investor, think pension or a sovereign wealth fund, and one that's often paying cash, by the way. And that means it's getting even harder for regular people to have a shot at becoming homeowners. Marketplace's Amy Scott covers real estate for us.
Lisa Bishop is a real estate agent in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, a small city on the Gulf Coast. She says investment groups are snapping up single-family homes, either to fix up and flip or to rent out for the income. She had a recent client, a first-time buyer, who got outbid on six houses.
It's great for sellers, but is very discouraging for your average buyer.
Investor sales are up 65% in Fort Walton from a year ago, according to John Burns Real Estate Consulting. They're up 54% in Flagstaff, 41% in Tulsa. The firm's Rick Palacios Jr. says investor is a big umbrella, but he says more of them are institutions like pension funds and insurance companies.
Groups that weren't investing in the U.S. housing market, namely along the lines of single-family rental, realized, oh my gosh, this is an asset class that has been doing well pre-COVID and is thriving during COVID. We should take a look.
Investors are also looking ahead. Ralph McLaughlin is chief economist at House, a real estate finance company.
I think there's some expectation that inflation is going to rise, and real estate traditionally has been a great way to hedge against inflation.
The added competition is further driving up prices for everyone, he says. Eventually, Lisa Bishop's client in Florida gave up looking and signed a lease for another year, hoping the market will calm down. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.